This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Many of which devolve into violence continue in Portland, Oregon, where police again declared a riot last evening. Last night, rioters approached a police building, threw things at officers, blocked a road, and set dumpsters on fire. It was the 74th consecutive night of protests and rioting in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. It was also a night of looting and property damage in downtown Chicago. Police there say large crowds could be seen breaking windows, storming into stores all across the Magnificent Mile. The Chicago Transit Authority has suspended bus and train service downtown at the request of public safety officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is about 2 hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she and her husband and their dog were not hurt. There are still over 100,000 residents in the New York City area without power from last Tuesday's tropical storm. Mount Vernon, New York, Mayor Mike Spano says he is frustrated.
Turned out to be probably the most severe storm we've had since Sandy. Caught a lot of people by surprise, but shouldn't have caught Con Ed by surprise.
The Atlanta area high school that's at the center of a viral hallway photo showing students not social distancing is returning to online learning at least for a few days. North Paulding High School near Atlanta confirming that 6 students and 3 staffers have tested positive for the virus, so they're going to shut down to do a deep cleaning. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Authorities say counterfeit documents are hitting the U.S. in record numbers lately. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City.
Democrats in the state of Wisconsin say they have found a long list of problems with Kanye West's ballot paperwork, which he turned in a few days ago. They say hundreds of the signatures on West's petitions don't meet the state's requirement for addresses or voting location. West needs 2,000 valid signatures to make the November ballot there. He turned in over 2,400 on Friday. And Simon Cowell has now had a metal rod put in his back after he fell off an electric bicycle and broke his back at his Malibu home on Saturday. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And in the midst of COVID-19, nobody said it was going to be easy, right? But fear not. We've got a U.S. Constitution. We have a legacy, 244-plus years of history here, pursuing truth no matter where it leads, and, you know, believing in what our founders said, that, look, at this is the opportunity of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With us right now is the director of Jihad Watch, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and author of the new book, Rating America's Presidents. Robert Spencer joins us now. Robert, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Always good to be here, Bill. Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you very much. Even in spite of all this COVID stuff that's going around, before I came west, I'm on the West Coast right now, I did take my test. I took the COVID test, the antibodies, and it was negative in both cases. I was hoping at least I might have an antibody or two, but nonetheless, made it here. Everybody was appropriately socially distanced and wearing a mask, and of course, here in California, and we've got a mayor wanting to cut off people's water, and, you know, it's just kind of insane. The underbelly and the character of some of these politicians, how it's on full display, and if the voters aren't taking note, we're going to end up reproducing this mess.
Yes, no doubt about that. It's an incredible totalitarian impulse that's being revealed now among many of these mayors and governors all over the country.
But, you know, here we've been focused so much, we've been talking about this, on, you know, bending the curve on this COVID-19, right? But what we've got to bend the curve on is this fear factor. I mean, Robert, I don't know about you, but, you know, I keep running into people, and they just have this look on their face, this foreboding look. Whenever COVID-19 comes into discussion, you know, masks, no matter, everybody's wearing masks. I mean, pretty soon we're going to go out in the street and people are going to be walking around in hazmat outfits. So the fear factor is so much that we're going to require some sort of psychiatric therapy and an adjustment on the other side of this.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's coming. You know, Fauci has already said he thinks people should be wearing goggles.
Yes.
And you're right. Pretty soon we'll all be wearing spacesuits.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the governor of Nevada? He said, yeah, as soon as the election comes and goes, that'll be the cure for COVID-19. Everything will be okay again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really, I mean, and it's like all of a sudden everybody's going to wake up and go, oh, it was about the election.
No doubt. They just are so mad to get Trump that they're determined even to destroy the economy totally unnecessarily to do that. And, you know, we can see from the fact that most of the people who die from COVID are in nursing homes and are elderly and have pre-existing conditions. The rates are, I mean, it's a much more, much milder illness for people who are younger and healthier. And so all of this, the social distancing, the masks, the whole thing, it's overblown, it's hysterical, it's unnecessary. And it's really, I'm increasingly convinced designed to tank the economy so that Trump will lose in November.
Well, totally. I mean, that's the only thing you can understand and to kind of bring into some sense of reasoning for why are we going through all this? We didn't go through it with AIDS. We didn't go through this with the flu. You know, other pandemics that we've been. I mean, we still don't have an answer for AIDS. I don't see people being locked up. I don't see healthy people being locked up because of AIDS. But this right now, because for a time such as this, heading into the election, everybody's losing their mind. And, you know, it's like, boy, we're going to need to take a breather here and just kind of calm down, take some deep breaths. And, you know, we just can't get this this election over with fast enough, because there's no doubt the mainstream media, the entire cabal of the progressive left, they're in full force to make sure Trump gets out, because their ambition ultimately, I mean, their desperate ambition is for us to go back on track. Their track is to get on a globalistic trajectory.
Oh, yeah. This is all just designed to make us used to government interference, to government control of every small aspect of our lives, of being used to this incredible governmental overreach. You know, Barack Obama actually said it when Trump was elected, that this was just a speed bump, that Trump was just a speed bump on the way to where they wanted to go. Where they want to go now, it's very clear. Anybody who's paying attention should realize where they want to go is to socialism, authoritarianism, even totalitarianism. We're seeing that increasingly. Totalitarianism means exactly what it says. It's total control by the government of everything in your life. Now think about over the last few weeks, since the whole George Floyd killing, and I'm not justifying that or anything of the kind, but the fact that everywhere you look, you know, I want to see a baseball game, I have to deal with it. I want to see a movie, I have to deal with it. There is no place where you can be free from this Black Lives Matter Marxist agitprop. And, of course, Black Lives Matter, nobody really doesn't believe that. Mm-hmm. But it's being used by this insidious organization to push things that are in completely at variance with American values and what the American way of life has been up to this time.
Yeah, it's killing our fun. It's not fun to go to a game anymore. You know, even watching TV, I don't want to hear any more about any sports. People taking a knee, not taking a knee. It's like, look at it. If you don't want to respect the flag, as far as I'm concerned, if it was in my authority and my venue to do, I'd take the colors out of those venues. So, look, if you're not going to respect the national anthem, you don't deserve to have the flag in your building. You know, we're not going to cater to you.
You want the police defunded, then don't expect police protection.
Right. I mean, it's real simple, and, you know, and look what's happening already. I mean, New York is just totally, they've lost their mind, and, you know, I don't blame Donald Trump for being a little frustrated. You know, Governor Cuomo's approval rate, which makes you wonder, is that, why are the approval ratings for Cuomo so high when this guy, you know, decides on his own that the best way to deal with COVID is to get the sick people and put them into nursing homes, and then a bunch of people die there, and somehow it's Trump's fault. But he's the governor. He's the one that did this, and his ratings are high, and I don't blame Donald Trump for saying, what's wrong with this picture? You know, here I've done all this stuff. They say, well, you needed to have a national plan. Well, he came out with a national plan. I mean, he said, national spokespeople, we've done all this. He just has not done the next step, which is what they would do, obviously, and that is take over each state in a totalitarian sort of way, as you say, Robert. And all of a sudden, you know, the federal government is coming into each state and telling them what to do. And then now we really would have all hell breaking loose, I guess.
Well, you know, it shows the power of the establishment media. Florida has this much more under control, and there have been many fewer deaths, not only in absolute terms, but per capita as well, between Florida and New York. And yet Cuomo is a big hero, and people are saying DeSantis has failed and caused devastation. It's because they don't like DeSantis. He's pro-Trump, he's conservative, he's Republican, and they love Cuomo. And they actually succeed in hoodwinking people into thinking that Cuomo has done this well and DeSantis badly.
Well, this is the problem. The propaganda machine is working full force. They are desperate, Robert. They cannot let go. This is almost, I mean, this is going to be their Waterloo. You know, November the 3rd, it's make or break, and they understand this. And on top of this, they're going into this battle with a very flawed Joe Biden as a candidate for president. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's our hope, really, that if Biden really is the candidate, which I'm still not convinced he's going to be, but if he actually turns out to be, that's their Achilles heel. I mean, I've seen people say, no, it shows that
exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Robert Spencer after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, it's a time and a moment that requires all hands on deck, and also that kind of spirit, if I might quote a former Democratic president back in the days when there used to be a reasonable Democratic Party. The party of John F. Kennedy, when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Robert Spencer, we've come a long way since then, right? I mean, that has been turned on its head.
Absolutely. Nowadays, it's taken for granted that the government has to do for us, and people expect sit on their hands and expect handouts from the authorities and think that that's just their natural state of things. The government has to provide the most minute of social services.
Well, I want to talk about Baby Ruth, but before we get there, you've got a new book coming out, right?
Yeah, it'll be out in a couple of weeks, so you can pre-order it now. It's called Rating America's Presidents. It's a bit of a departure for me in that it doesn't deal with jihad. Mm-hmm. It is showing what is at stake in the left's war on history, and how the left is tearing down statues, trying to make us ashamed of being American. It shows what made America great, how we got here, and which presidents were effective and which were not, based on the simple criterion of which ones did good for America, put America first, and made life better for Americans.
Well, it's perfect timing, too, Robert, in light of these... the controversial study and award-winning piece, but it's award-winning, and you question, especially when other people have looked at it. I'm talking about the 1619 Project that's now being, touted, and I think something like 3,500, which is scary, 3,500 institutions, school, educational centers are embracing the 1619 Project, and so that, of course, the other important contrast of that is, of course, 1776, and with your book, to take a look at the American's presidents and reinforcing the true history of our country at a time when you've got Marxists and you've got other people who want to rewrite our history. And of course, Orwell told us in 1984, the warning was there that he who controls the past will control the present and the future.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea here. They want to they've actually done very well. We can see it with the rioters in Seattle and Portland. They've made young Americans think that it's a terrible thing to be American, and then make them hate their own country, their own history, their own heritage. Of course, these young people don't have the slightest clue what American history was really all about, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. This is designed as exactly an antidote to things like the 1619 Project, Howard Zinn's famous and popular history of the United States, and other leftist presentations that denigrate America.
All right, I want to get your read on what happened in Beirut. Underreported mainstream media is just, it's like, where are they on this thing? This thing is very suspicious. Help our audience understand, what happened here, that this isn't some fireworks facility. I mean, there's more to this than what's being reported.
Much more. In the first place, there was ammonium nitrate involved in the explosion, and that is a chemical that Hassan Nasrallah of Hezbollah has threatened to blow up Israel with in the past. Not only that, but Hezbollah was found to have been storing 3 metric tons of ammonium nitrate in London and more in Germany, and boasting about how he could use it against Israel. And so I think that this whole thing, of course, it's not entirely clear what happened yet, but that the primary suspicion has to fall on Hezbollah, and it's jihad against Israel.
Right. Well, and would they do this? I mean, would they send a missile there? I mean, because there's some eyewitness reports and responses saying that it sounded like maybe a missile or a plane was coming into the area before the explosion.
No, they wouldn't do it because they wanted to use this all against Israel.
Yes.
They didn't want to blow it up in Beirut. So in that sense, the accident theory could coalesce with the Hezbollah theory in that it might have been a Hezbollah weapon stockpile and ammonium nitrate stockpile that was destroyed in an accident or by carelessness, or that the Israeli armed forces, although I have to note that Israel has denied this, but of course they would have every reason of doing so, but the Israelis were possibly destroying weapons that were going to be used against Israel.
Yeah, and that was my question. Did the IDF come in and do something preemptively?
Could well have happened. Of course, we've seen all these strange explosions recently in Iran of devastating damage to their nuclear program. And there again, it's very likely that Israel was involved, because for Israel, it's a matter of life and death and basic survival.
Well, and they've been reinforcing their northern border right there, right?
Yes, because Hezbollah is constantly threatening war, constantly preparing for war. If you go up there, I've been up there, and you can see billboards in southern Lebanon right across the border taunting Israelis and boasting about the imminent conquest of Israel by Hezbollah.
And so I guess they shouldn't believe them when they say, we want you out of here and gone forever, right?
Well, that is the thing. Nobody really wants to believe them. Nobody really wants to look at the motivating ideology behind the jihad against Israel. And so the false foreign policy solutions keep being proposed that are unworkable and doomed to failure from the beginning.
And, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, Robert, we got about 3.5 minutes left, and I did want to respond to your commentary on a federal court cheating the Boston Marathon jihadi out of his 72 virgins. I guess he is not going to suffer the death penalty after all, right?
Yeah, unless this is in turn overturned. But right now, that's how it looks. Mm-hmm. The death penalty was overturned by an Obama-appointed judge who said that it was impossible for Jokhar Tsarnaev to get a fair trial in Boston right after the killing. Now, the thing is that Tsarnaev has admitted his involvement.
Yes.
And so we can say everybody's entitled to a fair trial and so on, and that's absolutely true. But the guy has admitted doing it. He's on video setting the bombs down. And so what exactly are we arguing about here? If anybody deserves the death penalty, you know, sometimes I got to tell you, Bill, when I am, I'm attacked by for doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if the attacks are getting to me, I think about Martin Richard. Martin Richard was the 8-year-old boy who was standing there watching the Boston Marathon when the bomb went off right behind him and killed him.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those people who say that that standing up against jihad terror is Islamophobic and hateful, they've forgotten all about Martin Richard.
Yeah.
And apparently this Obama-appointed judge doesn't know or care about Martin Richard. But he doesn't get any right to appeal. His death penalty, it's already carried out.
And we have people suffering to this day because of the injuries that were sustained in that bomb blast. How many lost limbs? When that bomb blast went off, I mean, and
I mean,
it is a heartbreak, and you bring this back into focus is that we lose sight in time of those that have suffered so dramatically. Here's this 8-year-old who would have been a teenager now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that there were people who lost limbs in his family. And so that's a family that is devastated forever.
Yes.
Because of this evil person. And we're worried about he didn't get a fair trial. He admitted doing it. If people were angry with him at the trial, that doesn't mean he didn't admit doing it.
Right, exactly. Now, you say there could be a reversal of the reversal?
Well, yeah. Trump has called for that. And I commend him for doing so. And it hasn't gone up to the Supreme Court. It could. And the original sentence should be reinstated.
Without a doubt. Robert Spencer has been our guest. He's the director of Jihad Watch, Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, author of the new book, Raiding America's Presidents. And that's coming soon. You can pre-order it now and tell them again where they can go, Robert, to pre-order this new book, Raiding America's Presidents.
You can get it at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, and if there are any bookstores left in your area, I'm sure they have it on order, or we'll order it at your request.
And we're going to be happy to link it on our website as well. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, these are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, many of which devolve into violence, continue in Portland, Oregon, where police again declared a riot last evening.
This is the Portland police. This has been declared a riot. All persons must immediately leave the area to the
police. Last night, rioters approached a police building, threw things at officers, blocked a road, and set dumpsters on fire. It was the 74th consecutive night of protests and rioting in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. It was also a night of looting and property damage in downtown Chicago. Police there say large crowds could be seen breaking windows, storming into stores all across the Magnificent Mile. The Chicago Transit Authority has suspended bus and train service downtown at the request of public safety officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, it's the way you always like to hear from us. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Happy Monday to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and boy, I'll tell you, the news coming out fast and furious out of Chicago, which was rocked by widespread looting, caught on video after a police-involved shooting, is how Fox News is putting it. Hundreds of people were seen looting stores such as Nordstrom, Walgreens, and Macy's. I mean, Andy Ngo, again, the celebrated journalist who's been all over the place in Portland showing us actual footage that stands in contrast with what the mainstream media would like to present as peaceful protests. Hard to see it, but in Chicago, I mean, he's like everywhere. He's there in Chicago capturing, you know, the footage of this riotous behavior. I mean, cars running into buildings. I mean, the looting of, you know, of just of Macy's and Nordstrom's. It is sad and it is pathetic. And what people have to see, you know, at some point to be able to watch what's going on in their cities. I mean, Chicago's already on the edge anyway. And now bring this into play. I mean, communities are being destroyed here, and in part by, you know, their own citizens. And this is insane. I mean, we are, what we're doing to these local communities is devastating, because this is not anything that they're going to, you know, reconcile within a matter of weeks. Like, it's going to be business as usual in another month or so down the road. I mean, the kind of damage that is taking place in our cities across, whether it's here or in Portland, Oregon, or in Seattle, just go right on down the list, in parts of New York, this is going to be devastating. I mean, and add to it, we're not even talking about the impact. I was with some friends last night. the Hodgson pillars. In fact, I told Tammy and Phil, I go, you guys got to come on because we got to talk about, you know, the damage, the psychological damage that's being done, you know, to these communities and to the people themselves just between COVID and all this lawlessness that's taking place. I mean, listen to what AG Bill Barr had to say about the way, you know, all this violence is being misreported.
I've been appalled at what's on this violence because it's happening right out in the streets. Anyone with eyes can see what's happening. They see the violence. They see these groups of agitators in their black outfits, in their helmets and their shields, which incidentally have hammer and sickle on them most of the time, rushing the police, causing violence, throwing rocks, people showing up with the rocks and the frozen bottles. That's happening. That's happening in front of people. You don't see it on any of the national news. You don't see it on the networks. You don't see it on the other cables, stations. And yet you hear about these peaceful demonstrators. So it's a lie. The American people are being told a lie by the media.
Bottom line, that's it. We're being lied to. And, of course, we saw it clearly. If you saw the clip of the congressional hearing with Bill Barr, and one of the openings was Jim Jordan, who's the minority leader, played, probably about 4.5-5 minutes of actual footage of the mainstream media reporting on these riots. You know, here's one reporter talking about these peaceful protests in the background. Looks like a war zone. Buildings are on fire. Again, what kind of impact is this going to have on local communities? I mean, this is going to be insane. And of course, already what you've got is the movement, the incredible movement that's happening in these cities. People are getting out. Anybody has the wherewithal, this is nuts. I'm out of here. I mean, they're abandoning these major cities, and get ready. Chicago's going to be next. I mean, this is the miracle mile that this is taking place in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is just some off-beaten road. I mean, this is the center of commerce for Chicago. And people are going to feel this threat like they have been in New York. And as I reported to you a couple of weeks ago, a dear friend of mine who does mortgages, he told me, he says, Bill, he says, right now, in New York, there's over 10,000 empty apartments in New York. Is it any wonder that, that the governor has said, look, come back. We need you back. You know, I'll buy you a drink. I'll make you dinner. I don't know. Maybe that's what happened with Rachel Ray. I don't know if you heard that her upstate New York home caught fire. Thank God she's fine. Her family is safe. I don't know if the governor was over there trying to cook dinner or something, trying to show Rachel Ray some special flambe. Just kidding. The governor is desperate. I mean, he sees people leaving. And guess what? They're not coming back, governor. I mean, 300 a day is the latest estimate, and it's probably increased. You know, that's the latest numbers I had. 300 a day moving out. I mean, be careful, you know, around the outskirts of New York City. Because you're liable to get trampled as the people are leaving. And, the other thing that I find quite interesting is with these people leaving these blue states that are going to be just increasing trouble right now. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit more about it in the next break about what the president was forced to do with an executive order. Because Congress, you know, just cannot seem to come together. I mean, they've worked hard. They had, like, I don't know, 12, 13 meetings over this. Steve Mnuchin representing, you know, the president and trying to come down. He said, hey, look, we had about 80% of the deal. It was done. They all agreed. And then we get into this, you know, this final stumbling block. And, there was just hardcore resistance from the Democrats. Like, look at, you know, the people needed money. They, you know, all this stuff is being said, but what are you doing? I can only know you by your actions. And the president had no other alternative, no other choice he was left with, but to do an executive order. And of course, we hate to see executive orders because what it does, it creates an imbalance in the separation of powers. Think about it. I mean, we had a lot of this going on under President Obama. It didn't work out too well for us. But, there just seems to be this such deep division. I mean, Congress has got to do something where they can come together on behalf of the American people and forget this partisanship. But because of the hatred of Donald Trump and the resistance to the Republican Party being so rabid that they cannot seem to realize that their job is the American people. It's not about the Democratic Party. It's not the Republican Party. It's Americans. It's the people who put you into office. And guess what? As easy as they put you in, they can take you out. And we have months, you know, we're, what, less than, what, 90 days? I lost count here, you know, but coming up in November 3rd. And that was the other thing that was repeatedly said yesterday as I was in this meeting. Fortunately, there were enough people probably to qualify. I mean, fortunately, it didn't happen in L.A., because in L.A., if you have a gathering of more than 10 people, the mayor there has said, hey, look, we're going to cut off your utilities. We're going to cut off your water. I mean, this is how bizarre this has become. This is the United States of America, believe it or not, and we're being robbed of robbed of our liberties without any penalty, without any kind of consideration. It's just there. This is what they continue to do to us. I mean, what is going on? You know, that's happening in our own country. And but here's all these blue states that are doing this, and of course the Democrats, you know, protecting their own, somehow excusing this. They don't even say anything. Nancy Pelosi doesn't say anything about is Newsom her? I mean, they're a relative. I'm not sure. I can't remember if he's a cousin or whatever. But I mean, doesn't even say anything. Just goes on with these policies, and what they're doing is they're bringing a patina to the. To the Democratic Party in such a way that it is perceived as being rather unhinged and draconian. I mean, and this is who you want in the office? You want them controlling our government right now? You really do, after what they've shown us. As if they didn't show us enough under 8 years of Biden-Obama. We want to give them the keys once again to stifle job creation, stifle our economy, with all these issues, you know, these green deals that they want to implement. And I'm not saying, look, at every green deal is a bad deal, but you have to know how to do it in such a way that's responsible, that you're not just layering, you know, $10 trillion of debt and not even figuring out how you're going to pay it and what kind of effect that's going to have on the rest of the economy, and especially the poor people who are counting on energy at a certain level, because they will take the biggest hit. We've got more coming up soon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. 4436 U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's a little bit of a challenge, no doubt, watching the Sunday news shows. Look, if you're an activated citizen, it really is must watch and much, listening, much needed, I should say, to take that time to invest in your citizenship so that you understand what's going on. I know you have to wade through the political rhetoric, but you kind of just gather the attitude. I mean, these are people that are working on behalf of the American people, and you just ask yourself critically, you know, are they doing the best they can, or is this all about the election? You know, as many have said, you want to know what's going to happen to the coronavirus. It'll be absolutely cured the day after the election. No doubt about it. It will be absolutely cured suddenly, you know, and the vaccine won't matter so much and all this other stuff that goes on. We're using all the king's horses, all the king's men, and the nature of the king's horses and king's men in today's America is that these are bureaucrats that have been along, you know, through many different, you know, presidents, Republican, Democrat, over the decades, you know, whether we're talking Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, just go right on down the list. I mean, these are on the surface some smart people, and you can question sometimes, some of their considerations, but we also need to be careful that we don't give them more authority or more position than they deserve. And I think we've done this out the box, for example, with Dr. Fauci. And most people thought that he worked for the government. He doesn't work for the government. He's independent. And they don't understand that he's out there, collecting patents on all this to get an edge so that if any vaccine comes up, guess what? We're talking a windfall. We're talking gazillions of dollars that will go into his pocket because of the patents that he holds. Now, we have to understand this going in because, you know, it's kind of amazing how they want to vet President Trump all the time to understand, okay, what's his motivation, what he's trying to do, and they're always trying to find Russians under every bit of rock or, you know, some malintent that the president has. But when you look at the promises and what he's been able to effect for the common man, gosh, I mean, we didn't have jobs. We got jobs. You know, we weren't energy independent. We're energy independent. A robust economy. We had a terrible economy when he came in. Now we had a robust economy until coronavirus. And now we're dealing with the coronavirus. And, you know, my point is that whether it's Joe Biden, Barack Obama, probably, Fauci and Birx, you know, the same team of people, the CDC would be involved, and we'd be hearing the same thing. It just would be, you know, President Obama. It wouldn't be President Trump. But right now, because it's President Trump, anything that has to do with this is just maligned. It is, it is malintentioned. It's incompetence. All this stuff that comes out of Nancy Pelosi, the very things that she agreed with before and supported under the Obama administration, now because it's Trump, you know, she doesn't approve. And there's a problem there. You know, the speaker said on Sunday that the series of coronavirus executive actions announced by the president, she says, are illusions. They're not lasting solutions. Well, no kidding, Nancy. Lasting solutions happen when Congress and the Senate come together and they do their job. That's what it's all about, just like Obamacare. The reason it wasn't a lasting solution, because so much of it was done by executive order and by one party. Okay, now, lesson to be learned here by all of America. You cannot stay in your silos and be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And this is what we've done at the expense of our children and our grandchildren's future. You stand on ideology. You can't talk. You cancel people. You invalidate them. And it is at a dire expense what we're doing to one another and what we're doing to the body politic. We are less than because of this ideologically, siloing that Dr. Wilfred Riley refers to it as. We got to stop doing this. But it will continue. Sadly, it will continue because that seems to be the order of the day. And as Bill Barr says, it's ridiculous. I mean, we see, you know, these buildings being burnt and this lawlessness taking place right before your eyes. Why do you call it peaceful? But we're allowing it to happen. And what kind of additional damage is it doing to the body politic psychologically? And then you throw in COVID-19 on top of this. This is an absolute mess. But for some reason, it's like, okay, it's okay to burn down buildings. It's okay. And it's interesting as to what's going on, because you have a flight of humanity getting out of these big cities, as I was saying earlier. Whether it's New York and all this, I mean, it's not going to be the same. I don't see, Christmas time in New York coming back anytime soon. Broadway, the same thing. Going to take a huge hit in some of these cities, in these blue cities. Now, the other thing is interesting to me, and I still question this, and is that why do people, citizens moving out of blue states, because of the policies that they've created, they finally said, I'm out of here. Taxes are nuts. I mean, and get ready, too, because California, you know, the latest is that they're going after Prop 13. Prop 13 has been the holy grail for homeowners in the state of California. Proposition 13 goes, and I mean, it will be devastating. You talk about empty homes, you talk about evictions and repossessions and all this stuff. And what's even, when you think about it, the people who will get hit most are people who have served the state. They've worked hard. They've paid their taxes. They own their homes. And suddenly, in the twilight of their lives, they're going to get devastated because of these greedy politicians in the state of California. It's disgusting. Disgusting what's going to happen. And it's all under, again, the big lie that, oh, it's going to serve education. At a point when people are questioning what is going on. You've got the Los Angeles School District, one of the biggest school districts in the country, and they are making demands that have nothing to do with education. Nothing whatsoever. But it's all about protecting their union interests, very sadly. And I got to tell you, it disturbs me to say so, because I know a lot of good teachers, and what we're talking about, just like everything else, you can bifurcate. You've got the real people, the people who are they're right where the rubber meets the road. They're the ones that are teaching our kids, and they have been they've been handcuffed, and they really don't have a fair chance to exercise good principles that will deliver highly educated kids. And yes, some of the teachers have been indoctrinated, no doubt. I mean, you see what's happening in Portland. They have, arrest of 19 people, almost a dozen are teachers. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, somebody needs to talk to these teachers and to really hold them accountable, to say, look, that's not, I mean, I appreciate your political fervor, and I think that everybody should be involved politically. but somebody needs to be able to rein back, you know, insanity, and to be able to say, look at, you know, if you're teaching this kind, if you're indoctrinating the kids in this kind of, you know, this kind of philosophy that's anti-American, then where's the American citizens? Where is the system in such a way to call these teachers into check? Say, hey, I don't mind you going to private meetings and doing that, but you can't bring that into the classroom. You know, you're crossing a line. This is not about indoctrination. This is about education. That is your job one. And obviously they're not doing it, because look at the results of what's going on. Getting back to the president's executive order, listen to what Nancy Pelosi, and again, this is this rhetoric and this attitude about serious problems that we have here in this country, and we've got people that are suffering, but listen to what she had to say to Chris Wallace.
But Speaker, I understand that the president's executive action doesn't do all the things you want, but having no bill at all, not coming to any agreement, wasn't going to provide any of the things that you want either. You're known as a master negotiator, but didn't you mess this one up? Because you talk about all the things that the president's bill... Let me just finish, if I may, Speaker. Now, because there's no deal at all, cities and states won't get any money. There's no money for the post office. There's no money for hospitals. There's no money for state boards of election. You knew that the president was threatening to take this executive action. I understand that you weren't going to get everything you wanted and didn't get everything you wanted, but should you have cut a deal, and are you ready to go back into talks to try to come up with a fuller package?
Say again? Well, okay. It was his commentary on this, holding her feet to the fire. But listen to what Steve Mnuchin had to say if Dems block Trump's executive order on COVID relief.
Say she would like to resume talks. Are you ready to do so? And frankly, given these differences and what you heard from her today, why should we think that negotiations this week would go any better than the failed negotiations of the last 2 weeks?
Well, Chris, I've told the Speaker and Senator Schumer, anytime they have a new proposal, I'm willing to listen. But let me just say, you're right. We agreed with the Democrats. We both want to send more checks to the American workers. We want to send more PPP to those hardest hit businesses. We've said, let's pass legislation on the things we agree on and knock these off one at a time. And they've refused to do that until they get their $1 trillion for the states. I've also spoke to many governors over the last few days. We offered more money for the states. They still have $150 billion from last time. Most of them haven't even used half of the money. The governors are saying, we need more money for education. We need help. And the president said, we'll give it to you, but not $1 trillion.
Mr. Secretary, I want to refer to something that Speaker Pelosi referenced, and that was the comment from Republican Senator Ben Sasse that this governing by executive action is, his words, unconstitutional slop. What makes you think that spending over $100 billion that Congress has not appropriated for these specific purposes is legal? And what happens if there's a court suit and all of the actions that the president took yesterday are blocked by a federal court?
Well, Chris, let me just say, we've cleared with the Office of Legal Counsel all these actions before they went to the president. The president knew unemployment insurance was ending.
We'll let it go out.
$400. By the way, the 25% from the states, they can either take that out of the money we've already given them, or the president can waive that.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.